I think we have to realize that terrorism today is worse than it used to be even before 9/11. We have to realize that terrorist groups that attacked us on 9/11 and other places around the world control vast regions of the Middle East. They control large areas of Yemen. They control large areas of Libya. They control large areas in Somalia. They control large areas in North Nigeria. They control large areas in Iraq and Syria. The narrative is the same, regardless if it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda or al-Nusra or Fatah al-Sham or AQAP or Ansar al-Sharia or Boko Haram or al-Shabaab. They all come from the same poisonous tree. They all advocate the same jihadi, Salafi, takfiri principles. They advocate, the elimination of their enemies, regardless if they were Sunnis or Shia or Christians or Jews or atheists. Anyone who doesn't believe in what they believe in is an enemy. And this ideology now is a spread. And we need to deprive them from the sanctuaries that they have. We also need to hit them militarily, but also at the same time, we need to hit them ideologically and counter the narrative that they have. I disagree with people who say, oh, it's so easy. We can finish it so fast, your head will spin. The situation is very complicated, and combating the threat in Libya will be different than combating the threat in Yemen, will be different than combating the threat in Syria. There are a lot of local issues that we have to deal with. In Iraq, for example, we have to be sure that the Sunnis feel part of the future of Iraq, not second-class citizens. In Yemen, we have to give alternative to the people in South Yemen and the tribes to make them feel that they are involved in the future in Yemen rather than hijacked by Al-Qaeda and its narrative. In Syria, the situation, as we spoke, is very complicated, and definitely it's feeding into extremist groups and networks operating increasingly in Syria, in the different parts of Syria. So we need to deal with all these things. And in order to do that, we have to utilize all the tools available in our toolbox. Diplomacy is very essential. But also, we have a strong military, and we shouldn't be scared of using it. But we have to be very smart about using it. I'm not saying that invading countries, that does not work. But I think we have the capability to do special operation in and out hits. We have the ability to support allies on the ground, like we did with the Kurds, for example, that resulted in defeating ISIS in Kobani, defeating ISIS in Membej, defeating ISIS in Jarablus, and so forth. And I think this is something important to keep in mind. So we need to utilize all the tools, but also we need to utilize economic and cultural tools and promote education and promote jobs, combat unemployment and corruption. And believe me, these things cost way less than the price of missiles, but they have a long-term impact. So the situation is complicated, and we need to realize its complexity in order to do it right. But it can be done. It's not impossible. And I think in the United States, we have the intelligence, we have the military power, we have the political power, and we have the diplomatic initiative to have a comprehensive strategy. Not a set of tactics. Set of tactics is not a strategy. A comprehensive strategy to defeat extremism, to defeat ISIS, to defeat Al-Qaeda, and to make our cities and the world more secure.